Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So the question was basically, we know that we talk, and we do talk a lot about the players and the pressure they feel, and the coaches and the pressure they feel, and the, you know, Kobe Altman probably feeling a bit of pressure in the playoffs because it just means so much, and every game means so much. And so the question was really, do you guys feel that same thing on the business side? And, you know, as we was kind of talking, I was thinking back, and I remember, like, it was palpable when LeBron was here. You could feel it when you interacted with a PR team as well. Mm-hmm. And you feel it, like, if you talk to anybody on the business side, you could really feel that excitement isn't just limited to the players, to the coaches, and to the basketball executives.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I like the attitude of the team. Mm-hmm. I like the synergy of everything going on right now. What, you like that word?
I do like it. I'm trying to wonder what you mean by it. I'm not trying to jam you up.
Why are you trying to jam me up?
I'm not trying to jam you up. There was just, in your eyes, there's a...
Did I give you the salt and vinegar eyes?
No, there was a lack of confidence when you said, I like the synergy of the team right now, that you were wondering yourself if you were using in the proper context. So I'm more deciding whether to jam you up about it and
To jam me up? I'm pretty sure you just jammed me up.
No, because I haven't yet asked you, can you explain what you mean by that?
I think there's a lot of things on the same page. I like the energy. How about that too? Yeah, energy.
So you like synergy, the synergy and the energy. Yeah, do you like all the urges?
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
No, I, you know, it's funny. We didn't get to the CC, GP, PC, the Global Peak Performance Center for the Cavs that, they built the renderings for, and it is supposed to go on the riverfront there. It looks awesome, man. And I, you know, we were talking kind of off air, mm-hmm. like one of my favorite things that anyone's done to a stadium downtown is when the Guardians opened up that center field part, and you got to see more of downtown because of how they opened that up back in like 13 or 14. I think it opened up the town in a way that's really beautiful, and it sends sound shooting down East 9th in playoff games, as I have been way down East 9th while they're having playoff games at Progressive Field, and you hear it kind of along with that wind whip down East 9th. I love the way that if you look at the renderings of the new performance center on the riverfront, one, I love that it's on the riverfront because restaurants come and go. A block of restaurants come and go. Something like this is something that can be there for 30 or 40 years, maybe longer even.
That was where they were supposed to build the casino, right?
I believe so. And then you factor into it all the renderings. They've made it accessible in terms of driving. And then you look back in the backdrop to the new CC, GP, PC. Do not try and say that quickly. That might get us canceled or fired or both. But it has the city as a backdrop. And I just think that's the kind of stuff that, as somebody who thinks our skyline's just a little underrated, that view vantage point I think is really cool.
I think anything you can add to downtown's great. I love the way that it's sort of booming again. And when the teams are good, that's when downtown's rocking.
He also didn't say no to a WNBA team.
He did not.
Which He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. And I think the things that you would think about are, will it impact the Monsters and their season ticket sales? Obviously, it's in the summer. The Monsters play in, you know, winter and into spring. I do, you know, will it impact the Guardians? Like, I think there are things to think about. I just think this team has shown that, you know, and I think a lot of it is LeBron. Like, it's still a football town. It's still a football region. But I do think LeBron, and it's LeBron winning the championship, has built a young base of basketball fans that I think transformed the Cavs from once upon a time maybe being the third team in town. I don't think that's – I actually think it's pretty close between the Cavs and Browns now.
How close?
Millimeters.
Because I don't think it's that close.
Well, okay, so it's closer. Like, I think the business
– Okay, closer is a relative term.
Well, okay, so it used to be from the sun to Pluto, and now it's the sun to Earth. I don't know. I'm trying to put it into some sort of astrological
– I think the Guardians are three. I think the Cavs are a little bit ahead of the Guardians, and I think it's a considerable distance to the Browns.
I don't – So I think it's more
generation. You can have that opinion. I just think you're wrong.
And I
think the fans would agree with me. Keith, put it on the poll.
Wait, no, because it's not, are the Browns still the favorite team in town? It's more about, I think the other two teams in town, I think their popularity is a lot closer to what it was with the Browns. And by the way, that's not a shot at the Browns either. I think it is the Cavs and Guardians do a really good job from the business side. Obviously, there is the side with the Guardians about payroll and that kind of stuff. But in terms of how they treat their fans, I think the Cavs are at the forefront of this. I think the Cavs are super creative in terms of the opportunities they give their fans. And I think they take special – you're a season ticket holder. You would know better than me. I think they do a really good job at making sure that you are rewarded when you go to that arena.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I've always have a great experience going to the Cavs games. I think that, you know, the renovations they've made to the concourse, the club level, like all those things have made the game day experience even better than it's ever been.
And I just love the synergy. Cavs CEO Nick Barlidge joining us now. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it. We're looking forward to getting things going tomorrow. To your point, you can feel the excitement building around town, which is great.
So this is kind of a I'm not very smart question, so I'll just ask it and hope you don't make me look like an idiot. Do preparations for the playoffs and hosting home playoff games differ than like the regular season games?
There's no doubt. I mean, we spend once we get through the holidays, we start to internally think about what the extended season would look like. We don't actually use the P word until we clinch. Which this year was a little dynamic because it came down to, you know, the last week of the season. But we spend a lot of time going through scenario planning and a lot of time making sure that we have kind of all the right activation ideas vetted out, grounded, and build an entire approach to it. And, you know, our theme every year is how do we immerse Northeast Ohio in the playoffs? And we're very fortunate this year to have both the Cavs and the Monsters in the playoffs. And so it's been a great little process for us to make sure that everybody knows that we've got two franchises that are going to be extending their season into the postseason at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse starting tomorrow.
What's the biggest challenge?
There's no challenge in this time of year. This is all about opportunity, to be honest. I mean, the playoffs, it's something you work all year for. It's something you earn. And so we embrace it. There's no challenge in any of this. It's about opportunity and it's about momentum for our community as we go forward. And so from that perspective, it's how do you pour yourself into these days, into these weeks leading up to it to make sure that, number one, it's the greatest fan experience we can put out there. Number two, the market knows it's Cavs time. The market knows it's Monsters time. And then number three, when we make some noise in the playoffs, we're there to not just embrace it, but maximize it and amplify it even louder than what the decibel levels will reach at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, obviously it's great to have home court advantage here in the postseason. How much of like a financial impact does that have on downtown and in Cleveland itself?
Yeah, I mean, we first of all, we hire a third-party group to help us monitor and understand that. We'll have a lot better understanding once we know the amount of games we play, but also, you know, just when we play them. And so, you know, I can tell you, and you know, we did a little piece the other day on this, during our finals runs, it was, you know, it was a 9-figure impact to downtown when you look at and during those seasons, right? Because you're playing for an extra 3 months, ticket prices continue to escalate, people are flying in, hotels are packed, bars are packed, restaurants are packed. And so it really feeds an incredible amount of momentum in the economy here locally. But, you know, every postseason run is so different. Last year's one is going to be different than this year's one. And so you measure them. You take a very measured approach to them, but you really try to make sure that you have an idea. And we track all of the data that goes into it so we can extract that at the end of the season. To give you a number today, though, it wouldn't be totally fair because everything is going to have its own story to it.
So it's interesting you say that because you mentioned the monstrous impact of the finals runs. Just in terms of just organizationally. So instead of just downtown, what's like how bigger does the pie get from one round exit versus going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Oh, it's significant. I'll say that. I'll bore you the numbers and the math, and nobody out there wants to listen to it.
No math on this show.
That's right.
It does not end well with
but,
either of us.
You know, every round that goes by, it gets bigger, it gets better, and the demand continues to pick up. You know, I would say from first round to Eastern Conference Finals, to sum it up in a word, it's exponentially different. I mean, it's just you're talking about a chance to earn a berth into the NBA Finals. That is just there's an exponential difference between that and just getting out of the first round, even, you know. And so I think for us as a team, as a franchise, we're in this kind of transition where we're building. We still have a lot of potential and a lot of development, but we're embracing the fact that there's expectations now. You know, think about it. 2 years ago when we were a play-in team, there was no expectation that we were going to be in the postseason or playing in an extended season. Last year, knocking off 50 wins, you know, it's kind of like, okay, great. And now this year, like, it's really about transitioning as an organization from building to embracing those expectations and then making the most of it as we get into it.
Nick Barledge on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline in studio with us. That was not planned, by the way. That just happened.
That was good. That was really good.
That's to be determined. You mentioned something there that I think is really interesting. We always talk about pressure going to the playoffs, but we're talking about the players. We're talking about the coaches. We're talking about the executives across the organization. Can you feel that? I don't want to say pressure in like a negative way, but I mean, can you feel that change in temperature as an organization in the business side of things once you get into the playoffs?
Yeah, look, I would say across the organization, first of all, when we get into these moments, like this is what you work so hard for. You know, this is what we work 60, 70, 80-hour weeks during the season with, you know, especially when you think about monsters, Cavs, and Charge, we have some games, some weeks we have more games than we have days in a week. And so we there's so much like optimism and energy and vibrancy within the organization right now that there's no nervousness. You don't feel any pressure cooker moments. I know there's a lot out there in the media that gets kind of flung around this time of year, especially around us. People love
dusted.
To talk about us.
It's all dusty.
But our chairman, Dan Gilbert, has an ism, and it says, ignore the noise. And we really believe, like, this time of year, it's like, ignore the noise and focus on the fact that we feel like we got the best damn fans in the world. That building tomorrow afternoon is going to be one of the loudest in the NBA, if not the loudest in the NBA. And so let's embrace the moment, you know, and let's use it to create momentum in the community and in the region. And build confidence as a group, and I think that, and as a community, I think that's what we really focus on. You'd walk in our office right now, there's not a damn bit of nervousness. There's just an energy and a vibrancy and a positivity of like, let's go out and do this. Let's make some noise.
So this year you guys had, I think, 5 games on local TV.
We did.
Caught me by surprise because I went to Bally and I'm like, what's going on here? And then I found it, of course. How'd that go?
It was a great test for us, and we've been with Bally's Diamond before that Fox Sports for almost 3 decades now, and so they've been phenomenal partners. Obviously, the business in totality and on a local media level is going through a lot of disruption, and so this was really about testing. Mm-hmm. We wanted to understand what would be our viewership, what would be our market penetration in an over the air type of setup. And it was, one, it was very well received by the market. The numbers were fantastic. But, you know, I think there's still a lot to be figured out in the local media landscape. And a lot of it will come down to the bankruptcy proceedings that Diamond and Bally's are going through, which, you know, nobody ever wants to go through those things, number one. And number two is we stand ready to be great partners with them next season. Or if it doesn't, you know, we'll be ready with some type of contingency plan, because the number one goal in all this is we want to reach more fans. We want to be more present to our market. Because we think we have a great product and we know people want to watch it.
Nick, when you look at that...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Future. And obviously nobody here wants to not have it on Bally's. There's that relationship with you guys. But in terms of, you know, if that were to come to pass, the Jazz have been a model this year of using their own app and there's a price for it. Is this going to be more of like a combo deal? Like, okay, these games locally, this game's on the app. Is it look maybe more like an app? What's the most likely scenario that doesn't involve something specifically like Bally Sports?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think when you look at media trends in general, if you know, and we have another year left in our partnership with Bally's and Diamond, but when you look at what Amazon is doing, when you look at even what NBA TV has done or what NBA is doing through the NBA app, look, viewers want choice. Fans want choice. And when you even look at like what we've done from a ticketing perspective with the Monsters and the Cavs and the Charge, we're trying to create kind of an a la carte approach that really meets the needs on a wide spectrum of the fan at the end of the day. And so I think local media is going to become a very prescriptive solution for people, meaning they're going to have a choice. They're going to make that choice. They're going to speak with their wallet. And so we're going to be, our goal right now and what we've been focused on over the last couple of years is building contingency plans to make sure that we are meeting but also exceeding what the local media trends may be. And we feel really good about what those contingency plans are. But I think you really should study, you know, like I said, what an Amazon's doing, what an Apple's doing. You can go in and buy a single game. You can go in and buy a season. You can go in and buy a quarter. You know, I envision a day where you'll be able to go in and buy the fourth quarter of a game. And I just think that those days are closer to us than we might think.
So it's been interesting the last couple months, really, as college basketball, women's college basketball became this huge thing. And the question I guess we all have is, you know, are we getting the Cleveland Rockers back at some point? I mean, could you guys ever entertain a WNBA team again?
Look, I'll say this. First of all, the women's Final Four was an epic.
Outstanding.
You know, we said this internally, but we'll look back in 20 years and as this like legacy moment for our market. And so we're so proud to partner with the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission to bring that to Northeast Ohio. I'll say this. I think I'm a big fan and big believer of women's sports across the spectrum. We were just talking about tennis in the land before we came on the air. We're also partnering with a local group here for the NWSL bid. We will never say no to something. I think from our perspective, it's really about embracing this momentum that we're seeing across all of women's sports. figuring out if it's the right time for us to entertain or engage or look at it. But I am very bullish on women's sports, very bullish on women's professional sports. And we're going to go turn over every rock because at the end of the day, we think we've got great, incredible fans here in Northeast Ohio. And, you know, we're going to continue to explore all these opportunities. And as Dan would say, we'll hang around the rim on these things and we'll see if something makes sense as we get into it. But we're never in a position where we believe in yes before no. It's another kind of little saying we have internally. And so we're going to continue to be exploratory in all of those, in all sports, quite frankly. And I think, you know, women's professional basketball, specifically in the WNBA, could be something that we continue to look at.
Cavs CEO Nick Barlidge here in studio. Nick and Dustin, afternoon drive as we get you ready for game one of the NBA playoffs, Cavs Magic tomorrow here in Cleveland, 1 p.m. tip-off. You know, we asked you, I want to circle back to something before we get to some of the other tributaries here. You know, we asked about the impact of this. How much, obviously last year was New York. I don't know if you know this. That's a big market. Orlando is not New York, and Orlando has not been in the playoffs for a while. How much does who you play matter round by round in terms of whether it's ticket interest, whether it's, you know, partnering with other people? How much does your opponent matter in these playoffs versus where your own team is?
I mean, look, when you get to the playoffs, it's about your own team. It's about your own city. It's about, you know, it's about Northeast Ohio. And I said this earlier, and I mean this, like, our fans here are phenomenal. I mean, they, whether it's how they ride with the Browns or the Guardians or the Cavs or the Monsters even, and the Monsters just finished their, we led the AHL in attendance for the third year in a row in three of the last 4 years now. We've led the league in attendance 2 years in a row, sorry, in three of the last four. We have great fans. And so from that perspective, look, yeah, you're going to probably get a few more secondary buyers when it's New York because it's also closer in proximity too, quite frankly, right? Like it's an hour flight versus a 2.5 hour flight from Orlando or 2 hour flight from Orlando. So you get a little bit of that, but let's be clear, when it comes to playoff time, man, it's about home court advantage and our fans are the ones that protect that in a big, big, big way.
So the other thing, and we actually haven't really had a chance to talk a lot about this because kind of came and went and the timing of it. One of the big announcements in the last 6 months was Myles Garrett becoming a minority owner to the Cavs. So I'm just curious how this kind of came about, whether it was from Miles' side, your guys' side, how did this whole thing come about?
Yeah, I mean, look, it definitely was, you know, first of all, Miles is a phenomenal individual. I mean, outside of a football player, he's one of the best guys you're ever going to meet and just loves and cares deeply about Northeast Ohio. This was 2 years in the making. And I give Miles and Shea, who's his manager, a lot of credit. They initially reached out to us about the opportunity. You know, once very quickly after Dan and him met, I was in the meeting as well. There's a couple of others, but it was just a perfect fit, you know, his temperament and tone and just how he approached the partnership and the conversation. Dan was sold like immediately on the opportunity. It took us a couple years just because working through pandemic, working through a bunch of different business things that were kind of up in, you know, that we were just kind of working through at the time. But once we were able to consummate the deal, Miles has been incredible, you know, whether it's showing up for games, he wants to help with free agent pitches. He wants to help and be a part of, you know, marketing. He actually, one of the unique things I thought when we were talking about his deal was he wants to DJ in arena, which, you know, it's just kind of the guy that he is. But he's been fantastic for us, and it's a partnership we know will last for a long, long, long time, and we look forward to continue to build into it.
I just want to make sure, though, he does show up to meetings with a shirt on, right? I don't see him a lot with a shirt on, so it's more shocking now when he has one on.
He does. Yeah. He definitely does. Yeah. Remember, he's a businessman in this setting.
That
right?
is fair.
He's a businessman in this setting.
That's fair. I would just show up shirtless as an act of dominance, but that's, you know, I'm a power guy, as everybody knows. They talk about Nick Wilson.
There you go.
We got Nick Barlidge here in studio, Cavs CEO. I'm fascinated by the Cleveland Clinic Global Peak Performance Center. We might want to come up with a nickname because I looked at
It's a lot.
I looked at the acronym. It's CCGPPC, which sounds like I'm having a stroke. But that being said, I really love the designs of it. So we're just talking about how the Miles thing came together. How long has this been in the process and what brought it all together?
Yeah, first, when I get the calendar invites that say GPPC, I feel very similar to you. So yeah. we do have to find a really unique nickname for it. One, this has been 4 years in the making. We actually met around about this like a month for the very first time. Somebody just asked me this the other day. I went back and looked at my calendar. It was February of 2020. So think about what happened in March of 2020. And so it was the month before the pandemic hit. And it really was the impetus behind it was our president of basketball operations, Kobe Altman's vision for wanting to create. And, you know, ever since he kind of took over as general manager and has become president, he really wants Cleveland to be a destination. Well, in order for Cleveland to be a destination, we were just commenting about this earlier, it's probably not going to be due to the days of sun we have. And so we have to really think about the value proposition that we offer the community, but also, you know, acutely our players. And so that was the impetus behind it. And then we went to work. You know, we went and our group toured for 2 years, the entire country, and in some aspects the world, picking up best practices, things we liked, things we didn't like, things we knew we wanted to incorporate. And then we started ideating on new things that weren't even created yet. And that's really ultimately what you see in a lot of those renderings and a lot of those drawings. But it was 4 years in the making, and we couldn't be more excited to realize it with our partners at the Cleveland Clinic. And I think that's the other thing. You know, we underestimate the fact that here in Northeast Ohio, we have an institution like the Cleveland Clinic, which is, you know, in our opinion, the best healthcare provider in the world, but on rankings and on paper, number two. And we've shared Cleveland on our chest. So what better way for us to really engage and figure out a way to change the trajectory of sports medicine for the betterment of our community?
Not sure how this went in the past, but I feel like you guys used to change the slogans of the season or the playoffs or whatever. It was like all in the year we won the title, I believe, back in 16. Mm-hmm. And the let them know things have been going on for a while. Is there, do you guys like that? Or are you thinking about changing that up at all?
Well, it's funny. We just had a little bit of this conversation internally. Our CMO, Chris Kaiser, and actually Grant Gilbert, who's works for us on the business and the basketball side, we were talking about this because if you noticed, you're spot on. I mean, we used to change a slogan every year,
yeah.
Right? And what we wanted to think, what we thought about a couple of years ago was how do we become more kind of Coca-Cola-esque? You know, Coke or Nike, which is Just Do It, haven't changed their slogan in decades,
right?
Maybe even century, you know, depending. I mean, Nike's not that old, but Coke's been around for a long time, but it's been decades. And so for us, we wanted to really settle into something that felt like it could be aligned with our trajectory as a franchise and an organization. And so I think when we transition from let them know, it'll be when we do let them know. And when we do, you know, make even more noise than we're making right now.
So that'd
and
be like,
so,
you know. Now you know. If you don't know, now you know.
There you go. There you go. That might be a notorious B.I.G. line. Yeah. We might get in a little trouble with that one. But I think it's around for a little bit, at least a little bit longer. We really like it. And it's also, I also think it's indicative of like Cleveland and Northeast Ohio. Like, this is a great place to live, work, and play. And we just got to let the world know that this is a pretty cool spot to be. And so I think there's a lot of alignment there, but you know, never put it past us to change it up.
I know the Kelseys got their own bobblehead.
Are you petitioning for one?
Nick and Dustin. When can Afternoon Drive get their own bobblehead and be gentle? just don't say never.
Never say never. I would just put a TBD next to it.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times we start these ideas with the Cleveland Charge, and then we see how they go, and then we graduate them to the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're going to put a TBD to it, but we're going to come back to it, right. And we'll revisit it.
My whole career has been a TBD, so it actually makes a lot of sense that that's where we start there. Nick, really great stuff.
Yeah, thanks,
we're
Nick.
Obviously very excited for the Cavs here, hoping not just for a good series, but a nice little run here, and we get to kind of see where this team goes.
Yeah. No, well, first, thank you guys for having us on. Thank you for all the work you do in covering us. We couldn't be more excited to get it started tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we'll make some noise.
Excellent stuff. Nick Barlage there, Cavs CEO, in studio with us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.